This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
Triple bypass acknowledges that we broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. And to any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people who are listening today, we acknowledge that this land was never ceded, no treaty was ever signed, and that it always was and always will be Aboriginal land. For this episode of Triple Bypass, we'll be joined by Cynthia Sobratty to talk about the in-between identities and how they are going to be broadcasting all of them to us from the stage during the Melbourne Fringe Festival. We'll also, of course, be bringing you the latest news, conversations, updates and many, many bad puns from the biosphere. All that and more coming up on the show that puts the B in LGBTIQA+, Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. And now, here's Frank Ocean's bisexual banger, Chanel. Language warning.
My guy pretty like a girl, and he got five stories to tell. I see both sides like Chanel, see on both sides like Chanel. Swimming laps through pool water, eating like I'm underworld. Had my tattoos in Shibuya, police think I'm of the underworld. 12 treat a nigga like he 12. How you looking up to me and talking down? Can't you see I am the big man? God level, I am the I am. Now film it with the drone cam in the pink like Killer Cam.
When I zoom on that stick, no way
up so close, I'm on that kill.
Controller on your lower back, yeah, that's the good. Dick will roll the eyes back in the skull.
Rolling when you ride, popping. Rolling when you ride, ride the ride. Got one sweet acting, turned up like some dirty plastic. 2016 burn some discs, 2017 ideas. Playing off of Walgreens. This a cult, not a click on the net. With a cup in a cup, activist. That's a double edge, it's a knife. And I don't like to fight till I'm fighting. Revenge in the air makes my lungs sick. Chopper in the sky like a gun trick. Clips on clips like Mike. It's really all. I see both sides like Chanel. See on both sides like Chanel. It's really you on my mind. It's really you on my mind. It's really you. It's really you on my mind.
Need both sides of the 12. Need both sides of the L. Free smoke rings in the hell. Sleet snow grind for the well. Whole team diamonds is real. Show them how to shine by themselves. You need a cosign for your hell. I need that bitch to grind on my belt. I know you need to drive for my belt. I know you see the drive in itself. No matte black on the ride cause it's stale. But it's stale. I see both sides like Chanel. I see both sides like Chanel.
My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa, my Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean, my baby boy, amazing the cash online unknown. I mean, my baby boy, blazing the dash, got money at home. My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa, my Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean, my baby boy, amazing the cash online unknown. I mean, my baby boy, blazing the dash, got money at home.
This is Triple Bypass, your weekly bisexual radio takeover, and that was Frank Ocean with Chanel. I'm Ruby.
I'm Alex.
And we're here to bring you your weekly fix of Bi Plus community goodness. Thanks to the other Alex and Helen at Bad Gays. And tonight, though, we're talking about good identities. We're talking about liminal identities. It's a very particular phrase that's going to be associated with the incredible Cynthia Sobrady, who's going to be joining us in the studio soon as we talk about identity, vulnerability and performance and how they can all tie together into something very special and how you can see this very special thing. We want to hear from you, of course, so get in touch anytime. Email us onair at joy.org.au or text in on 0427 569 949. And now it's time for the Bi News.
All the Bi News.
Most of it. Some of it.
Some of it.
A delicately chosen platter presented to you of Bi News.
We're all about the selection.
A Twitter troll recently blamed Miley Cyrus's pansexuality for their recent breakup with Liam Hemsworth after less than a year of marriage. This is interesting because back in Feb, Miley had made a point of saying that marrying Liam Hemsworth had not made them any less queer, and that led to a deluge of opinion pieces. Some arguing, of course, that Miley was just trying to be trendy or was misunderstanding what being queer meant. And others discussing why Miley and other bi and pan folk in marriages that look straight or relationships that look straight are valid and why it's so important that they're able to use that identity. And, of course, more discussions around the issues that come up when you erase an individual's identity based on what their relationship looks like. I read a few of the articles around this issue as it was coming up, and I read the tweet, which was really clearly trolling. It was clearly trolling queers, like a very pointed, right. I'm picking a stereotype that I know that Twitter will get up flared around about. Mm. But Halsey stepped in, which was very cool. Another bisexual icon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did think it was a little interesting, and a few other bi people on Twitter were pointing out that people called Miley a fake queer or not queer enough when they were talking about their marriage, and then they're blaming their pansexuality for the relationship ending. So who's having it both ways now? But I do think that, again, most people do seem to be saying both of them are being very mature about that. They're both quite young and saying, we've got a lot of stuff going on with our personal lives and with our careers, so this is where it's going now. And also, I think the pictures of Miley making out with another woman and people are like, look, it's that. And it's just like, yeah, good for them.
Yeah,
they're living their best life.
That happens.
As we all wish to do.
It's a good time.
I wouldn't marry an Australian either. I think, you know, they should have known from the get-go.
Look, my overwhelming advice for people, and it's one that I take myself, is don't date, like, straight men. But it's specifically advice for people like me.
It's very good advice for you.
Yeah, it works really well for me. Speaking of not straight men, idol school K-pop star Som Hai... I'm going to bungle this a few times, and I apologize in advance. Som Hae-in has come out...
Who's neither straight or a man.
Neither straight nor a man has come out as bisexual. In a recent set of posts on Instagram, the 24-year-old K-pop idol came out with photos of herself and her new girlfriend with the absolutely adorable caption, Choo-choo, my girlfriend. And I just thought that was so cute. When pressed on her sexuality by a fan, she clarified, Som Hae-in clarified that she's bisexual, posting that she was in a loving relationship, and since it's not wrong, I confidently did come out. But I didn't do it so that I could stand out. What kind of person lightly makes the decision to come out like that? As Som Hae-in takes on this new role in representation, she's done so in a way that we hope will be treated respectfully by both her community and her fans.
Yeah, I think she has made it quite clear that if people do get a bit too worked up, she is going to protect her people. Those are exact words. Protect my people, which is really lovely.
I love that.
But I think there's it's a really well thought out statement of who would make a decision like this lightly, because often that is something that's like bandied about, that, oh, they're doing it for some kind of attention or for media frenzy. And she's making a very good point of saying, no, that's, I thought about this and I didn't think it would be a big deal, but I wanted to make sure people knew.
Yeah, like carefully considered, and at the same time, I'm not trying to stand out. Like,
this shouldn't make me stand out because it's just a thing, and there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, all the best for her. Now, also some community announcements. It's just over a month until Celebrate Bisexuality Day, aka Bi Plus Visibility Day, September 23rd, chosen to be in the month of Freddie Mercury. Now, there's events happening all over the world, including a free all-day festival happening here in Melbourne on the 22nd called the Big Bi Plus Bonanza, which you can search for on Facebook. And if you want to find out about other events in your area, no matter where you're living around the world, check out bivisibilityday.com. www.ifas.com. They have a list of every event for 2019. Also, you can see all the stuff that's been happening for the last few years, which is really cool. And there's a bunch of stuff happening here in Melbourne and around Australia, which is really exciting to see. And a lot of it is free. So you can go and hang with your community and bring a friend, because I know sometimes people can feel quite anxious about going into those spaces for the first time.
We're a welcoming bunch, I suppose.
Well, we're all anxious together.
Yeah.
So, you know, everyone's thinking too much about their own anxiety to be like, what are you doing here? I think there's that legitimate fear, though, of, you know, when you haven't necessarily felt accepted in a space, to go to a space that you know is made for you, and then, like, what if I still don't fit here?
Yeah.
And I guess it's, well, I understand that anxiety is pretty valid given what the experiences can be when you're bi or pan or multigender attracted, but generally everyone there will have had similar experiences, and we are all very excited to meet you. So come along if you can in the Bi Bonanza, big Bi Bonanza.
I'm personally very excited to meet whoever shows up.
Yes. There's going to be panels during the day and then performances in the evening, including a performance, I think, by our guest coming up, which is very exciting. So, and speaking of our guest, this next song was chosen by them. It's Wish You Would by Mika Blanco and Princess Nokia. So enjoy that and stay tuned for some Cynthia Sobrati after the break. But right now, enjoy Wish You Would on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Well, you know, I don't have a problem with nobody. This is what I was saying. If anybody got a problem with me, then we could get it popping. And this is what I was.
You got your own opinion of me. I cannot give a fuck what you think.
You bitches want to get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas want to feel it, fuck what I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches want to get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas want to feel it, fuck what I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
Throw a mug, motherfucker. It's that bitch Blanco. Smooth cat, new jack, Luciano. I've been all around the world, stacking this paper. Hard body every city, nigga. AC Slater. I'm the rock to Gibraltar. Been bitch by death. Niggas gonna rock when they hear this sound. Fucking the pop like a ratata. And these whole niggas shook, do the cha cha cha. Made 150K off a free mixtape. Wake up in my bed, then that shit feel great. Young Jet said black. How you goons like that? Y'all's vendetta can sweater all ahead of the I was robbing niggas for Dolce panties, Renatina for Tito and all them Coney Island kids. The Uptown boys cooking and push the work, but in Brownsville, nigga, yo, they box the skirt. You bitches wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
I'ma take you to the future, robots and androids. Girls named Joy Deka, cops on the convoys. I am a tomboy, I am the tank girl. Back to the future, flight through the space world. It's a new year and I came here to conquer. I am the new bitch, I am a problem. Just like the Clone Wars, I got my armor. Throw on my war paint, I am to conquer. I'm the only bitch in the Bronx rocking Chanel. High top bun, fresh tip nail. Only fuck with niggas that was tipping the scale. Looking fresher than Kale, money falling like hell. I do things that these little boys dream of. They still messy with the Pampers, need to clean up. I come clean, they call me Noxima. Don't keep you on the track, and I'm coming with the
beam. You bitches wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
And that was Wish You Would by Mika Blanco and Princess Nokia. We got there eventually. You're listening to Joy 94.9 and you're back now on Triple Bypass, the show that puts the B in LGBTIQA+, also P for pansexual, a Q for queer and for questing, and an E for everybody else.
We don't gatekeep.
Not our thing. My name's Ruby.
I'm Alex.
And you can get in touch with us tonight by emailing us at onair@joy.org.au or texting on 0427569949. Keep that in mind as we bring in our wonderful guest for this evening, Cynthia Sobrati, a.k.a. Plastic Messiah, who wears many hats, both literally and figuratively.
The hat that you were wearing on the way in this evening. Top-notch.
Thank you so much.
We all get photos, and they will be on Instagram. A prolific Melbourne-based QPOC tattooist, musician, drag performer, illustrator, and style fiend, Cynthia enjoys dabbling with duality, humour, whimsy, pop culture, and pantomime to express the liminal existences they occupy. Liminal existences. Excellent.
Liminal is one of my favourite words.
It's a very nice sounding word, if anything.
It's one of the ones along the lines of like serendipity or glimmer, like sounds Celador. Almost like, yeah, oh, that's beautiful.
So just deeply just pleasing.
Yeah. Tumbling syllables.
And it works so well because, of course, liminal is about the space in between.
The threshold.
The threshold being between two spaces, which in itself is a space. So one that is less perhaps celebrated sometimes or legitimized in society, but we'll get onto that. Firstly, Cynthia, you recently came back from a trip to Stockholm Pride. Can you tell us a bit about your experiences in Sweden and Pride over there? What was it like?
Yeah, Stockholm is pretty cool, first of all. They apparently don't have like a massive queer sort of drag scene there. So everything that I was going to, people kept telling me, like, this is when this happens, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual Pride Parade was really great. Like, I just kind of went in to, like, a queer float, and we were all just dancing to, like, Britney Spears and Destiny's Child and stuff. And a really interesting part of that parade was somebody actually got taken away by police that was, like, in our float group, and they stopped the float and they were like, the police have gotten one of us and we're not going to move until they're given back.
Oh, wow.
And then we were just doing like anti-fascist Swedish chants and stuff. And
oh, wow.
It was kind of Swedish to learn.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that was really interesting. And there is a lot of similar to like, you know, Mardi Gras here, there's a lot of like conglomerates and corporations getting involved and a lot of police presence. But yeah, similar to here as well, like people don't really like that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it was a really interesting way of experiencing the culture there.
And that was why you'd gone over, is that right?
I was invited over, a part of, the Pride events that were going on, and this queer tattoo shop over there, got some funding from the Stockholm government to like fly me over and have a conversation about, queerness and tattooing and like the intersections therein. So that was fucking awesome. yeah, just got to go to Europe, for free, basically for that. And yeah, so I definitely tried to make the most of it.
And so the discussions you were having around queer identities and tattoos, was there any like, what was that? Was that a new kind of thing for you to be doing, to be in a kind of queer tattoo space?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I've been working in a pretty not queer studio, like a very kind of mainstream popular commercial studio. So, it was really great to experience what a queer tattoo shop looks like, and just being walking in there and just seeing like all the queer art on the walls, and like it's run by, you know, this beautiful couple, and they've been together for like many, many years. This adorable lesbian couple is so beautiful. Yeah, so to be invited over there to talk about this thing that I, like, only really talk about with my friends is really novel. And it's definitely not something that I've seen anyone else talking about. Like, I don't really know that many POC, non-binary tattoo artists that are talking about their experiences working in that kind of environment. So, yeah, I had no basis to work off. I was just like, I'm just going to say my feelings. Yeah.
Something that you've got a bit of practice in, I think.
Yes, I'm very good at the feelings.
And so...
very good at the feelings is yes. Like, put that on the business card. I'm
and,
about it.
And so feeling your feelings specialist. Around being in having, like, liminal spaces, so occupying a position that is seen as being on both sides of something or in the threshold...
Hmm.
In what ways do you consider your identities to be in those liminal spaces?
I'm non-binary. I'm a brown person growing up in Australia who went to predominantly white Catholic schools. I ingested a lot of white media. I often say that I feel like a white man in a brown body, because it's the most succinct way of describing this kind of headspace. I'm neurodiverse. Like, these are all kind of realities that I keep having to legitimize to people because they're invisible in a lot of ways. And, you know, it's hard to legitimize your existence in a fleeting social encounter. And I don't think that anybody should have to. But you feel the pressure of, like, yep. wanting to be seen. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to list all these things. And then suddenly you're like, wait, why am I doing this for you? Like, I don't owe you shit.
Kind why of tell you when I can perform it for you?
Yes.
Well, well that's I'll get them thing. To pay you to come and see it, too.
Yes, which exactly. helps,
yeah. yeah. If, yes, if, I can charge if I can charge ticket prices to explain my identity to you.
Exactly.
Then, yeah.
Yes.
Solid option.
And how has, well, in that way, has performance and music helped you engage with communities that like you and to find people who've gone through similar experiences and particularly around your sexuality? Mm. Has it helped with that journey?
I would say performing my songs is always a really cathartic experience because they're always deeply personal. But now I'm dabbling in drag, and in Stockholm I did, my first drag, debut, I would say. And that was really interesting to experience the drag scene there in that way.
You not just debuted, though. You came home with a crown, to be honest.
Okay, all right.
What's this story? Because I've got to know.
There's a drag competition in Stockholm called Stockwig, and it's, the biggest drag competition they have. And, so they have three categories: drag king, drag queen, avant-garde. I generally think that it's a bit reductive to do the whole drag king, queen thing. It's meant to be subverting gender norms. Why are we doing this? But anyway, I entered the drag king category because the particular act I was doing was very masculine. I performed the Masochism Tango by Tom Lehrer in a tux. And I won the thing, and that was nice.
I think you can find a video of it. Is that on your Instagram?
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
So that's Plastic Messiah, right?
It's Plastic Messiah for my tattoo things, and then Synthetic Materials for my drag things. It is with a C, yes. Right on the ball. To answer your question, Ruby, drag is a really, really interesting way of, I already experiment a lot with fashion and style in terms of figuring out identity things, but to do it in that sort of context, it does create a wider platform for people to kind of see it and see it in a different context and approach you afterwards and that kind of thing. So it does become more accessible. I become more accessible by doing it in a performative capacity.
So you can be accessible, but on your own terms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the song we've got coming up next is another one of your choices, which is Four Ethers by Serpent With Feet, or yes. One Word. So why'd you choose this song for us?
I love Serpent With Feet so much. When I first heard this song, I cried, and he's deeply beautiful. His musicality is beautiful, but he is a human, as a queer POC, singer. It's I really, really admire him. And, yes.
So prepare to cry your eyes out. Is that the warning?
Prepare to feel.
Prepare
feelings.
To feel.
Yes.
Get ready for some feelings. This is, after a few community announcements, we'll be listening to Serpent With Feet, Four Ethers.
Baby, it's cool with me that you like to lie, 'cause I see the depression filling up your eyes, and I see oceans overflowing.
babe. It's cool with me that you want to die. And I'm not gonna stop you if you try. But the hole in my belly has started growing. Your name is about as easy to remember as the four ethers. And who the hell knows the four ethers? Oh. Your pain is about as easy to feel as the four ethers. And who can do without the four ethers? Oh. Babe, I know you learned some fucked up shit from your mother. Had you tucked me a dick? Had you hiding the shit that really made you special? Oh, oh, oh. Show me yourself. Self. Baby.
Baby.
I know you picked up some fucked up habits from your father. Had you folding over your ears, denying the shit that you hear. But I'm asking you to fill me. Fill me up. Your name is impossible to know. You're like my four ethers. How the hell do you know the four ethers? You know, warm bath no more. How can I touch somebody who won't even touch themselves? Oh, oh. It's tiring to me. Oh. Fine with you being a liar. I'm fine with you being a killer. Ooh, I'm fine with you being suicidal. That shit don't bother me none. No, no, no. But you gotta show me yourself. Oh, you gotta show me yourself.
Hi, I'm Mara Wilson, former child actor, current writer, aspiring bicon, and you are listening to the show that puts the B in LGBTIQ. Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
That's right. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. That was Four Ethers by Serpent with Feet. My name's Ruby.
I'm Alex.
And we're joined in the studio by Cynthia Sabratti, local performance artist, tattoo artist, just artist, living the artist life.
I'm
on many fronts.
All my limbs, all the time.
Excellent.
Amazing. And Cynthia will be performing in the upcoming Melbourne Fringe Festival a show called Neuromantic, a queer cabaret. It's the first solo show from prolific QPOC Melbourne-based performance artist Cynthia Sabratti, a palpable collision of theatre, storytelling, poetry, original music, drag, childhood and fantasy, this performance delves into the technicolour darkness of the liminal spaces of life. From describing the ramifications of gender binaries as a queer acid trip version of Fred Rogers, to exploring white assimilation as a crooning grotesque pantomime of latex world leaders, Cynthia examines themes of nuance and radical vulnerability through a curious lens of whimsy and caricature.
The pantomime of grotesque... it is a grotesque pantomime of world leaders.
Yes, you have witnessed it.
many latex masks, but no spoilers.
Look, based on that, I am dead keen. And if you're keen to say anything to Cynthia or to us or to weigh in on the technicolor darkness of the liminal spaces of life, you can email us on air@joy.org.au or text us 0427 569 949. You can also find us on social media, Triple Bypass on Joy for Facebook, Triple Bypass on Twitter, Triple Bypass Joy Instagram, and email us at any time, triplebypass@joy.org.au.
And every episode, including this one, is available in podcast form on iTunes, Spotify, and where all good podcasts are found. And we also have a very special Bi Poly podcast once a month with Anthony, just all about bisexuality and polyamory. It's pretty cool. So we've been chatting with Cynthia about, firstly, their recent trip to Stockholm for Pride, but also about what liminal means for them, how it is to occupy identities that are seen to be on both sides of an issue or to sit within a threshold, and how it is that performance is helpful in being able to talk about that on your own terms. So based on that pretty incredible and very dreamlike description of your show, themes of identity are obviously underlying a lot of your work. And so when you are exploring them in stage, is that something that takes a while to work through? Do you like, can it be confronting to start to unpick some of those identities?
Yes. Yes. So I was like possessed with this idea of doing the show back in March. I've been wanting to do a show for ages, putting it off, being like, nah, not enough yet, not there yet. But, you know, then I would see a bunch of really mediocre white guys just saying the same shit and thinking they're the bee's knees, and I'm like, okay, I can probably do this.
It's the Hannah Gatsby effect.
Exactly. So yeah, with that in mind, and with the world burning, I was like, okay, I'm going to do the show. And then I was like, what do I really want to say? And, you know, when you're representing... when you are a lot of things, when you're like non-binary, pansexual, polyamorous, blah, 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 you're representing all these things. And when you go onto a stage, you are conscious of all those things that you're representing because you want to be a good representation of those things. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, you kind of dilute yourself because you're kind of trying to be a good representation
for
everybody.
Make it digestible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you want to speak for POC people. You want to speak for non-binary people. You forget about yourself in the process, in a way, kind of thing. Like, your individual experience. So that's kind of something I've been really aware of because I know, like, my white counterparts aren't on stage thinking, oh, how do I best represent white guys right now? They're thinking, how do I best represent myself in this moment? And that's like a luxury that I would love. And I can suspend my disbelief enough for me to do the thing, but I would love to just inherently feel it. Yeah, so that's an interesting thing. And writing it, I'm keeping those things in mind and trying to think, is this something that's personal to me and like honest to me, rather than trying to placate to what I think would be a wider, more pleasable thing in terms of representation and, yeah.
So trying to find the mix of something that you feel will do the role that you do want it to do, which is serve as a kind of gateway to people understanding experiences outside of their own, but that doesn't involve you losing your sense of individuality?
Yeah, pretty much. So trying to extract, like, an art thing from things like white assimilation and imposter syndrome and... trying to make that into some sort of visual that is specific to me and that is like
a reflection of what I like as well in terms of aesthetics and culture and stuff as well. It's so it's a means of introspection that I have not really experienced before. It's been a time and I've been like obsessed with it. And I'm getting into like super hyper focused obsession now. And
well, that's what the new university can be useful in some ways.
Yes.
Utilize it.
And while we're leaning on your identity, what role does your sexuality play, do you think, when you're exploring this space in your work?
I'm not sure. I guess it's not so much in the forefront of my mind. I'm just a bisexual person. Obviously there are bits in the show that I want to reflect that and like make note of that. But it's a thing of like not trying to educate people of like what that is. It's more like this is how this experience is for me, rather than being like this is what bisexuality is or this is what this thing is. It's like this is how it's affecting me,
yeah,
kind of thing.
And I suppose again playing into those liminal spaces and the idea of being seen as like between boundaries or between binaries and
seeing like these all with all of the intersecting identities that you've discussed so far, and if each one is a threshold, each one is its own kind of gateway, each of those intersections and crossing points as a gateway, that sounds like fertile ground to explore and tease out, even in performance.
Does it feel fertile?
It feels like something.
So what have been some influences on that have played a role in the art? You mentioned Fred Rogers as one that's very directly referenced.
Yes. So, yeah, within the show, there are a lot of pop cultural things that I love, like Fred Rogers and Tom Lehrer. Ironically, white guys, which I do also make note of. But these are the things that I really resonate with. And outside of that, in terms of, like, formulating the show, what's been quite inspirational to me is, like, going to Edinburgh, during my like Europe trip and just going to see all of the queer and POC shows, because there's like 4,000 shows in Fringe, like you can literally just see queer and POC shows if you try. And I saw a really incredible show there called Burgers by Travis Albanza, and it's basically, it was so inspirational to me. They formulated the show based around a burger being thrown at them, and somebody calling them a tranny, and that's the whole basis of the show. And they, the way that they extrapolate that moment, is pretty profound.
And so, was it seeing shows that were reflecting parts of identities that you were also looking to explore? Have you come back just with like a lot of ideas for how you're going to fix it up now? You've got a month, I think, roughly.
Yes, less than a month. Like as soon as I got back.
That's when inspiration always strikes.
It definitely has been just like a refining process. Like I have the big mold of clay that I've had for months, and then it's just been obsessively thinking about it and refining it and thinking of the best way to kind of tweak it to just make it like really pop.
We're going to talk a bit more about where you can find out more about the show and also other things that we can people be able to find you on the internet in general, and some more upcoming performances. But after this song, Bisexual Problems by Deli Bo, which you found for us. So how did you come across this little number?
So I saw an amazing show in Edinburgh called Splinted, and it was by three Caribbean queer babes, and they played this song in that show, and I was like, what is this? So yeah, please enjoy this incredible gift.
We're right after a community message. Stay tuned. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
like boys, would you still let me hit? If I eat your pussy, would you still suck my dick? Baby, I'll take your soul if I lick on your clit. You ain't never met a nigga who could do it like this. Would you still be my nigga if I fuck on your sis? I'm a verse top, I can never be your bitch. And if I suck your dick, swear to God I won't spit. And your bitch call me daddy when I'm deep in her shit. No hard situation, baby, let me get this nut. And where your brother at? Cause I still want his butt. When I eat your pussy, I'ma pick your ass up. I'ma show you little baby Dilly Bow, ain't no chump. I'm a thug nigga, bust knocks and I flip tricks. Matter of fact, I eat pussy and I suck dick. Bust quick, nigga wanna rum, then it's nothing. If a bitch want my time, bring them funds in. And if I slide through your hood, what you gon' do? Cause I'ma walk through that bitch like I'm supposed to. Bump you, bitch come outside, I ain't gon' jump you. I'ma come in hot like I'm Goku. And I'm a faggot, but they know when I'm a shooter, baby. Since I'm a shooter, can I have some of that cooler, baby? I'm a faggot, I'm the number one thorter, baby. I'ma call your brother like, what's up, what you doing later? I want the dick, the pussy. I want everything, bitch, what it is. I want the dick, the pussy. I want everything, bitch, what it is. Bisexual problems, bitch. Bisexual problems, bitch. Bisexual problems, bitch. Can you solve them, bitch? Bisexual problems, bitch. Bisexual problems, bitch. Bisexual problems, bitch. Can you solve them, bitch?
This is Joy 94.9, and that was Deli Bo with Bisexual Problems. If that doesn't give it away, you're listening to The Bisexual Show here on Joy. That's right, Triple Bypass is here just for the last 15 minutes. We've been joined by Cynthia Sobrati to talk about their upcoming queer cabaret for the Fringe Show, and also the reason that they're doing a cabaret show and the exploration of liminal identities and spaces and finding ways to make that ours when so often it involves a lot of education. When you and the complexity of trying to hold, knowing that you're representing something that people might not have had an encounter with before, while also wanting to be yourself and not have to stand for everybody else.
Mm. Stepping outside the mainstream and taking on the space. And I think that's awesome and revolutionary act in and of itself. Neuromantic is the name of the queer cabaret that's coming up in the Melbourne Fringe Festival soon. Mm-hmm.
And we can give you maybe a little taste of what kind of thing you might expect, because Cynthia is actually going to play us a tune.
Yeah.
With their uke, which is very exciting. What are you going to play for us?
This I still haven't given a proper name, but I just refer to it as the Witch Song.
Love it.
All right.
I'm a dag, I'm a nerd, I'm fodder for the herd, I'm a scandal in Bolivia. I'm a scream, I'm a queen, false prophet on your screen, your favorite blasphemer. I'm a god, I'm a fraud, I'm right until I'm wrong, a fantasy in lace and leather. I'm mean, I'm a bore, I'm a classy little whore, at war with the big other. Meritocracy, you can't trust what you can't see. You're an arbiter, a precursor, yeah. I'm a myth, I'm a witch, I'm a self-indulgent bitch, I'm a victim of society. I'm scum, I'm reserved, I'm a sexy introvert, my words form a tapestry. I'm a boy, I'm a girl, I'm a human in the world, I'm stardust from galaxies. I am atoms, I am flesh, I am magic, I am death, I am endless possibility. Meritocracy, you can't trust what you can't see. You're an arbiter, a precursor, yeah. Honey, 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 squeezing sigils on my toes, yeah, yeah. Yummy in my tummy, tummy. Watching space ghosts coast to coast, coast to coast. Ah, mediocrity, you can't trust what you can't see. You're an arbiter, a priest.
Yes. So you heard it here. That is just a tiny, yummy taste of what you can expect from Neuromatic. So, Cynthia, how can people find you and your show and your art on the internets and otherwise?
So if you look up Neuromantic on the Fringe website, and that's spelled neuro, like N-E-U-R-O, like neurotic, you'll find it. And if you look it up on Facebook, you'll find it. And otherwise, you can find me on the Instagrams at Plastic Messiah or at Synthetic Materials, and that's with a C for synthetic.
We've been sure to share some of the your poster for the show, so people can find the details on our Instagram at Triple Bypass and our Facebook at Triple Bypass. Now, we are almost wrapped up for another episode. We've still got 10 minutes before we get before Soul Providers joins. So, to wrap up, what are you up to on Bisexual Visibility Day? They said knowingly.
Subtle plug.
I wonder.
I'm going to be, on the panel at the Big Buy Bonanza. And I'm also going to be doing a small set, just in case I didn't have enough things to do. And can I plug other things?
Go for it.
Okay. So I really overloaded myself for the next month or so. Please come to the gigs. Please witness my steady decline into psychosis. I'm going to be performing at Wear It Purple at the Hair Hole, Hairs and Hyenas, on the 30th of August. And that's going to be a really fun Fringe Showcase queer night. On the 4th of August, I'm going to be performing at Taint.
4th of September?
Yeah, yes. I don't know what time is. yes. 4th of September, Taint Cabaret, also at Hairs and Hyenas. There's going to be a Honcho Fringe Showcase at the Trades Hall, which is... Okay. Do not know the date of that.
That's Honcho Disco, right?
Yeah. So they're doing
check out Honcho Disco at the Trades Hall.
Yeah, they're going to do a big night there. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Yeah.
Even more exciting because people have to find out where it is. And when. At any time. Maybe it's on right now. And they start to run out and just appear on stage magically.
Yeah.
It's hard to know.
I don't do well with numbers. It's a miracle I'm here at all.
You have been back in the country for 4 days.
Yeah. Not 4 days. 2 days.
2 days. I also am bad at numbers. I think it is part of my culture. I can't go past two.
Yeah. We're doing all right.
Good at puns.
I think
we're
doing all
right. Bad at that.
But yeah, it's been, it sounds though, so the exploration of spaces in between in general, what do you think are some takeaways around people who might feel that parts of their identity aren't really seen as that needing to pick a side or that they can't really exist in a space that doesn't seem to be very well defined, given that it seems a lot of the media and pop culture we do consume is still, has for a long time very much defined one or other.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something I definitely try to explore in the show. The Fred Rogers bit in particular is talking about the ramifications of gender binaries and the feeling of having to pick a side because the world is forcing you to pick a side. And ultimately, it always comes down to a matter of convenience of for others to, like, box yourself in. It's something I deal with on a daily basis, and I'm trying to frame it within a drag context, because I find if you just kind of preach at people, it's not very effective. I think informing people of, like, what the ramifications of picking a side are, like, the ramifications of that are much more profound, rather than just being like, no, there's a middle and I exist in it, deal with it, which is also perfectly reasonable. But I think it's important to highlight, like, what that does to people when they have to pick a side, psychologically. Yeah.
And also, like, maybe, do you think there's also questions around rather than saying, well, I'm in the middle and I exist, saying, why does there need to be one side, another, and a middle in the first place?
Yes, exactly.
That's a kind of deconstructive approaches to the whole identity box.
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's all about the spectrum.
I'm so excited to check out Neuroromantic and all of the other things.
And this is your very first show, which is another part of it as well. So you've been, how long have you been making music and make, because you've been, obviously you create art as a tattooist and you have an art background, but have you performed much music before or is this?
Yeah, I have performed my music and I've also been in like a Melbourne comedy show with a bunch, with like a band and a comedian. So it's definitely not like a solo show. I've been doing a lot of performing, but I've never done something so excessive as a one-person show. but, yeah, I have enough things in my arsenal for it to happen, so just got to do the thing.
Do you have the kind of performance and anxiety tics when you step on, up on stage? Mine is like my leg shakes uncontrollably and It's incredibly noticeable to me. It's invisible everywhere else. Do you care to share one of yours? Is there one?
I get incredibly anxious before I get on stage. Even though I have performed so much, I will be on the brink of like an anxiety attack. And in that sense, it seems really ironic that I'm performing because I'm just like, wow, it really does a number on me. But at the same time, it's art that like I want to express and I can't really, like, it can't really come out any other way. Like maybe I could get someone else to do it, but then it's not the same. So I don't get any sort of leg twitching kind of thing. I get more mind twitching.
Yep. Very fair.
And I'm still learning how to navigate that pre-show anxiety because once I'm actually there, I'm like, all right, cool. And I go into full optimistic nihilist mode and I'm like, we're all going to die. You're all going to die. I'm going to die. Let's just do this thing. But before that, I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah.
What have I done? What have I done? Well,
you mentioned imposter syndrome as something you're going to be exploring in the show.
Yes.
And that's something I think a lot of bi plus folk can resonate with for a whole number of reasons. And I know myself as well in the area of neurodiversity can also be a huge thing. So is it interesting working on imposter syndrome when that's something you go for? Well, it's very it's a circle. It's a
cyclical.
It's
a fucking circle.
It's a circle. I know I just asked the question, but I do have to. I think we might be about time to wrap up.
Oh, yeah?
I reckon so.
I think we might be.
Okay. Okay. Well, firstly, Cynthia, anything else you want to say before we head off?
Come see my show.
I mean, Cynthia's putting themselves out there.
Radical vulnerability.
With this radical vulnerability and the anxiety that they've just explained for us, you'd be doing yourself a disservice to not go and check out Neuromantic at the Melbourne Fringe Festival. And all of the other ones that we mentioned before. Check out the podcast, which you'll find on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts to find out more if you missed that little segment. This is Triple Bypass. Let a friend know about us.
That's right, because that's what community is all about. And we hope we'll be back again next week. Stay tuned, though, because coming up next is Soul Providers, which is a new show. We've had a new grid swap, which is why you can now find Homophonics on Monday, along with the gender, the Geeks Out crew, which are now on Monday as well. We do miss our little nerdy bodies and their strange music they play before their shows, including a rap all about The Hobbits. It was wonderful.
Great.
It was very good.
Leonard Nimoy. Top-notch.
It was very fun. But again, and thank you so much for coming on tonight, Cynthia. It's been an absolute pleasure, of course. And I hope everyone does go to check out the show and also the other performances, Hares and Hyenas for Wear It Purple Day on the 30th, Honcho Disco at the Trades Hall sometime, probably a Thursday if it's Honcho, and many other things which you can find out through following Cynthia on their socials, which are at Plastic Messiah, and the new one, which is Synthetic Materials. With a C.
Yes.
With a C. Thanks so much for joining us. We're back next week. This has been Triple Bypass.
Yay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.